This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. And we are up to Simen Tzadi. We're in middle of Sif Yud Ches. In Sif Yud Ches, Rama says, and this is something the Rama brings in a number of places, that first Rama says, some say, even if you don't have a minion, it's better to daven in a base medrash hakavua, if it's tarasim nasai, and you're not going to, and you're not misbatel otherwise. Even though we said that nowadays, there is no tarasa umnasai, for this there is. In other words, there's no tarasa umnasai to exempt you from davening. But to say that a beis medrash might be preferable, there may be a din of tarasa umnasai bezman hazeh, but you shouldn't get in the habit of doing this so that amei aretz don't learn from you and they'll be misbatel from coming to shul. Then the Rama says, v'choshkin shol yasik b'tor b'beis ha-knesses bezman shesibur oimrim slichos utchinos. You should not be learning when the tzibur is saying slichais, tchinais, in general. So let's say you're in shul and they're saying l'chadoidi. So you know who I learned? I learned Reb Chaim's with Reb Velvel. Very good for you. But you still have to say Kabbalah Shabbos, and you can't be learning during davening. Zman Torah l'chad, zman tefillah l'chad. Okay. The point is that the base, you mean, is the din that Amei Aretz are going to learn from you only in the base of Knesset? I'm not sure. You know, there's an idea that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, you know, in many places they like to do a Hoicha Shemana Esrei. You know, they make a short Shemana Esrei where basically the Chazan starts before the Tzibur. He says the first three brachas with Kedusha, and then the Tzibur says it. So people think, oh, you could do that. I could do that at work. You can't do it at work. You can't do it in Great Adventures. You can't do it anywhere. So why do they do it in yeshivas? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said that they were mesakin chazar sashatz for Amei Aretz, but in a makam limud where there's no Amei Aretz, they were not mesakin chazar sashatz. That's the svara of being able to ahoicha shemaseh. Like in our yeshiva in Chavetz Chaim, they do that for mincha. I don't think they do it in Lakewood. But the rationale to do it is not because of bittul Torah or you're pressed for time. There's no heter to do it for bittul Torah. There's no heter to do it because you're pressed for time. The heter to do it is because they're masaking it for Amei Aretz, and in a yeshiva, maybe it was never niskan. So maybe there's a chilik between a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. I'm not sure how much we could put on that. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Uzan shatziv v'chein b'shas kriyas haTorah." Also, you can learn ayin sim kuf mabeis. Kasa b'sir mar Mordechai dimhu kfar espalel. Let's say you already davened. Ve'no oimed sham elanos hakadeshim hakadushos may oisim shaparsim al shema. Let's say basically like this: you already davened, and now you have a seder to answer. And why are you learning there, or why are you hanging around there? You want to chab some amens, kaddish, and kedusha from those who are parish al shema, or their choizer the tefila, oishu choizim kol tefila, or for the chazal sashatz oisik b'tar beinu choshesh. You're allowed to learn, and there's no problem. In other words, if you already davened, it's not an issue. V'chein muchach milashen hagad demari davka beinyan shepoirish min hatzibur. Ayin shem. It's when you're being poirish from the tzibur, because this is your tzibur. But if it's not your tzibur, it's not an issue. What if you're learning in a shul? Do you need to answer amen? What if you're engrossed in your learning and you hear a bracha, the Eish Avram Buchach is mekel that you're not chayiv to answer amen, but he is nishar b'tzarchi, and the Pischei Tshuva brings from Shalsha Tshuva's Divrei David that when you're learning Torah, you don't have to answer amen. But the Pischei Tshuva argues on him, he says you are chayiv. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you're pater from Amein, you're pater from Amein Yeshmei Rabba, but you should answer Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and Moedim. So I would have asked, what do you mean? Amein Yeshmei Rabba, perhaps is greater than Kedusha. He says, no, it's a matter of being nicker. It's nicker if you don't join with them when they say Kedusha or Baruch Hu Moedim. But if you don't answer Amen Hishmei Rabbah, people can't necessarily tell. Likewise, Berchos Kainim should be mafsik. But you should not be mafsik Talmud Torah derabim. In other words, if you're in the middle of a shir and somebody says Baruch Hu or Kedusha, you don't stop. Okay. Reb Moshe says that if you hear Yud Gimel Midos, you need to stop, even if you're learning Barabim. Even Talmud Torah Barabim, you'd have to stop for Yud Gimel Midos. So if you test, Yikva Makoim L'Tfilasai. You should establish a place for your Tfilah, Shalo Yishaneu Emlai L'Tzarach, that you don't change it unless there's a need. Ve'ein Dai B'mash Yikva L'Ei Beis HaKnesses. So it's not enough to have a set shul, Ela Gam B'Beis HaKnesses Shekavua Ba Tzarach Sheyi Elai Makoim Kavua. Even in your regular shul, you need to have a set spot. Why? He says in Mishmaru, Yikba Makim, Shekem Atzin Ba Avram Avinu, Shekava Makim Latfila. So Avram Avinu was Kovea Makim Latfila. By the way, in Simen Sadi Chesiv Dalad, a different reason is given. Tfila is Makim Karban, and therefore it has to be standing like the Avodah, and you have to have Kvias Makim like Karbanais. So the Bach says the Iker Tam for standing Kvias Makom we learn out from Avram Avinu. But a person needs him a Chavein B'Tfilasai that all of the Halacha should be K'may Karban. I mean, L'Chaira hits totally on the two approaches in the Gemara. A Tfilah is Keneged Avais Tiknam, or a Tfilah is Keneged Karbanos Tiknam. If they're Keneged Avais, the Inyan of Kvias Makom and Amida is Keneged Avram Avinu. If it's Keneged Karbanos, then it's Keneged Kvias Makom by Karbanos. Okay. Now, the din of Kviyas Makom, is it for the whole davening? The Dirshu brings from the Tiras Chaim that it's only for Shemana Esrei. And that's what's mashma in the Yushami, Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Torah's mashma even from Sukkot Zimra and the rest of the Tefillah. What about Kviyas Makom Lelimod? Mishnah Berurah brings in Simon Kufnon Hey, you should have a Kviyas Makom Lelimod. Now, let's say I make a place to daven. Do I have to stay there my whole life? No. The Eish Avram Avuchach says, even Avram Avinu, he didn't go back to that spot. The Prima Gadam says, let's say, you know, you go to a bungalow. So, okay, fine. So you have a kvius in one place. Or let's say in the summer, the sun is shining in through the window on one side. Could you switch? You could switch. What if, in order to be Kaivei HaMakom, you're going to have to skip part of Psukah DeZimra? It's Kvius Makom has Adifus over even skipping part of Psukah DeZimra. Weiter. Kedachsiv Ayashkim Avram Baboykar HaMakom Asher Amad Shamas Pnei Hashem V'goymer V'gam Kishmasal Bebeisai. Even when you daven at home, yikba makom, you should have a set spot. If for whatever reason, you need to daven at home, you should have a set spot in the house. Shlo yival b'lu b'nei abayis, that the people don't disturb you. Makom kavua v'toich arba amos chasha makom echad. If a guy is sitting in your seat, but you're still within dalet amos, so he's not really in your spot. It's all one makom df shel tzamtzem, because it would be impossible to precisely confine to the exact spot. Sif chaf. This comes from the Gemara Brachis Dav Ches. Yikanes shir shnei psachim achagisval. You should enter an amount of two doors and then daven. What does that mean? You should enter an amount of two doors. Yesh mefarshim shir shnei psachim dhainu shmeinu tfachim yikanes lefnim. One pshat is, this is the Yushalmi and the Archis Chaim. You should enter a shul, eight tfachim. Shalo yeshev etzal pesel. Don't stand by the door. Because everybody knows that after the coat room, the right when you come in the shul is the next most popular spot to daven. Thing is, you're not allowed to daven there. Why? Shener kamasa Yeshua's beis haknesses. It looks like davening is a pain in the neck. It looks like it's a burden. If that's your set spot, Rabbeinu Yonah says, there's not an issue, because it's not that I don't want to come in, that's my set spot. Unless you say, why do you choose that spot as your set spot? But it seems like then it would be okay. V'yesh mefarshim, the Torah brings from the name of Maram in Rotenberg, sha'atam b'nei shamabit l'chutzen yachal chavein. If you're right by the door, it's you're checking out what's going on outside. Ulufizem eino pasuch shusar alayim kaklum. Accordingly, if it's not open to public domain, then there's no issue. Some say it means you shouldn't start davening right when you get in. You pause a few moments until you start davening. It is correct to be choishesh for all the various explanations of this halacha. Siv katan samachav, shir shnei psachim, ayim bebach shekasav. The Bach writes, the tzarech lasis azara lefnei beis haknesses dugmas ha'ulam. You need to make some kind of lobby before the shul, like the ulam shahoy lefnei ha'hichal. The herach lefarsh v'zeh ha'maymer the shir shnei psachim. The Bach explains this teaching of shnei psachim at length. V'chein kasa magen avram. So does the Magen Avraham, right? This is a minog everywhere. Therefore, you need to be careful not to be davening in the lobby, but rather to daven in the shul proper. Yishashir, what's the reason you should wait the amount of time it takes to go to Psachim? So that you should have your mind settled and daven bekavana, ki kishe yisbal tekech b'chnisasei pisaim. Because if you daven the second you get in, ein daitam you shavas alav. So it means like this: you really should not be walking into a shul when they say b'chol yom avarchek of halashim chalel. In other words, you wanna get there a few moments before they start, because otherwise your mind is scattered. Mechabdim bePesach b'sekneses sheikanes hagadol tchila hovroy lemezuzah. We do show honor at the entrance of a shul that someone who is greater is allowed. You give them rites of first passage. What about when you leave? The Chida says there's also a din of kavod. However, the Rambam writes only when you go in, and the Kesef Mishnah says that's what's mashma Masechta Derech Eretz. Okay, a bit more. The beginning of Siv Chaf Aleph. Tzarech shelo yehi davar choitzes bein oyvei nakir. You need to make sure there's no interposition between you and the wall. Nothing should get in between you and the wall. V'davar kavua, something which is permanent. Kagayin arayin, the ark, v'teva, abima enam choitzitzin, is not a chatzitza. Let's do one Mishnah Berurah. Shelo yehi davar choitzes. Shenemar v'yasev Chizkiyo panav al hakir v'yispalo. Chizkiyo turned his face to the wall and he davened. Kamakav ein ze elo mitzum en amuvchar. This is just the ideal thing to do. V'lesve yisura. There's no iser k'shetzach lekach mitzadoche amakav. There's no iser to daven in a spot that there's some separation between you and the wall. It's just the ideal spot is directly in front of a wall. Al kainim ef shabakaz esbal binyan acher. Therefore, if it's not possible to daven in any other way, could go in lefam shemusam ba'asar be'iza cheder. Let's say you have 10 in a room. V'yef shel chodom lamed b'li chatzitza l'kaisal. Not everybody could be by the wall. Al ya'akiv atu'a b'shvil zeh le'ilch cheder ach l'esbal. Don't delay the davening to go to a different room. I mean, I guess the question would be, is another person a hefsek? I understand the Arayin's not a hefsek, the Teva's not a hefsek. What about my chair? What about my table? What about Yankel? When we call Makom Yatzim Einav, however, if you're not by the wall, close your eyes, or you spam with a chassidr, or pray from a book, don't look away, don't look outside, so that it will not disturb your kavana. We'll see tomorrow what lamaisa are the things that are considered chatzitza between a person and the wall. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have yourselves an amazing day.
You've You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.